Greg, I get the feeling that between the market sliding for the past several weeks and, of course, the Great Recession, a lot of us really don't want to look at our 401k plans these days.
My theory is that because of the crash of 2008, a lot of people have escaped the stock market and have some cash in their 401k plan that they haven't reinvested, and then they've been making contributions and haven't reinvested that. So I think people might have some cash that they're thinking about putting in, but they're not quite sure what they should be doing with it.
And you've got a plan for managing that 401k, don't you?
Yeah, and I think I'd call them guidelines, because I don't think anybody should adopt just a fixed set of rules. They should just be looking after what they're doing. But yeah, I've got some guidelines for them.
And you've broken these guidelines down into three basic age groups. So let's start out with the young ones, you know, mid-20s to mid-30s, a time in life where you can take a lot of chances, right?
Younger people can take more risk. I would put something in the neighborhood of 85% in a stock fund that invests in a broad market, so you don't take too many risks. And I would save the remainder of the 15% in cash or cash equivalents for any unknown possibilities.
Yeah, and I like stock index funds too. They seem to have lower fees, and it really spreads you around the market.
Absolutely.
Okay, so a little bit older, let's say you hit 40. What should you do then?
You should start thinking a little bit about conserving your wealth. You can still have 75% in stocks, but I would take the 25% left, set about 10% of that aside for any exigencies, and then start thinking about bonds or longer-term fixed income investments with the remaining 15%.
And it's better to invest in bonds and not bond funds, right?
No question about it. Bond funds they trade every day, and you don't want to be a day trader. You want to buy for the long term. So if you can afford it, go with bonds.
Okay, now you get older, about age 55, then you should get more conservative?
I think you should look, when you're in the mid-50s, to a bond-to-stock ratio of about 50%. You want to start moving towards more bonds and fewer stocks, because you don't want to be slammed by the kind of market we just had beginning in 2008. So you want to be a little more conservative. You want to get stocks that are paying dividends. You don't want those high flyers. And you just start building more bonds and a little cash.
Well, and there's also pitfalls to look out for, because as you mentioned, you know, we had that big market dip a few years back. You don't want to take too many risks trying to make up for what you lost.
That's the plain truth. When you start chasing your losses, you're going to be in big trouble. You want to just be at least a little conservative, not go crazy, and watch your portfolio grow.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.